Okay, so very briefly, we'll come back together as a larger group. It sounds like both groups were very lively, good discussions. I can say from my side, we definitely had a really good discussion. We focused a lot on notions of quality of life, how to really consider including that in our research, to keep the focus, but also maybe strengthen the focus on the positive components of autism and the benefits of using an autism lens, to look at life, and that often leads toward more equity. And the other thing that we touched on was this idea of partnering together in terms of doing good research, continuing the service, but then also thinking about our partners in the realm of employment and education. And it's not just people who are here, but we definitely need to expand out to others in the environment. So that's basically what we talked about. And thanks very much for participating.
Summarize what the other group talked about. So again, lots of great input. Thank you so much. So there were some ideas about the program and questions about whether there could be a flexible location in our program that we're offering. So if it could be done on site at different colleges, for example, and it's a possibility that we can look at. Question about it being delivered in French. So this is definitely something that we'd like to see. We don't have the materials in place now. It's a matter of staffing. For the research study itself, due to standardization and the use of measures, it'll have to be in English. But we would be very happy to add groups in French as well. There were questions about sharing the materials and the curriculum with at a lot of different settings. So teachers in secondary school, lots of other settings where people thought it would be relevant, and to that I just responded that that's our intention, to share the curriculum. But there was some discussion about whether it can be shared freely and openly, or whether there should be some kind of training and some kind of formation for the approach, how to deliver it, and how to not just use it as a fixed thing, but to use it in the differentiated way and the adaptive way that that we had envisioned. So I think there is a way to incorporate both of those things, and we'll get working on that. and then a question that came up, or kind of other issues that came up, were about linking up different resources available through the school system and after the school system, and for the individuals and families, having a kind of more coherent scheme, landscape of where to go. So there was discussion about how TEVA's recommendations and kind of map of transition services in the 3 years leading up to leaving school is out there, that there are really good guides in place, but that sometimes these guides and documents don't serve as well as having someone to go to kind of orient you, and that people are often looking for that. So a lot of good materials that are already out there that we can kind of work with to enhance moving forward. Also the idea, as previous participants, potentially as mentors in the program, or to keep them involved, and just kind of the need for ongoing services and support aside from just the 10-week program, which is a constant thing.
Good. Well, those are all excellent, and I think everybody, there's a reason why you are the favored stakeholders who were invited, and I think everybody had a lot to contribute, and we're going to take these comments seriously. And really, we appreciate so much the time that you took out of your day on a Friday to spend with us, and we are going to incorporate these comments that you've made. You have your stakeholder survey. If you could take a few minutes to fill that out, please let us know if there are things, again, that haven't been addressed that you would like to see addressed. We're interested in hearing what you thought of the day and whether you would like to be invited again. And we would love for you to stay and have some wine and cheese. So on behalf of all of us, thanks so much for your participation and your continued work and vision for this issue. We really appreciate it. So, and thank you from all of us.
Thank you.